Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Samvardhana Steel Tubes Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shruti. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Samvardhana Steel Tubes Limited earnings con call to discuss Q1 and full year FY20 Q1 FY27 performance. Before we begin, we would like to remind you that today's discussion may include certain forward-looking statements which should be considered in the light of risks and uncertainties outlined by the company. Joining us on the call today, we have Mr. Vikas Kumar Goyal, Managing Director and CEO, Ms. Anu Garg, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Vikas Agarwal, Additional Director now, Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Prachil Kothari, Senior Manager, IR and CEO Office. We would like to congratulate the whole management, the whole team at Samvardhana for a very impressive set of numbers. I now invite Mr. Vikas Goyal to take us through the business outlook and key financial highlights, following which we open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you, and over to you, Vikas ji.
Thank you, Sahil. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Q1 Financial Year 27 earnings call. I hope you have had the opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which are available on the exchanges. Today, I will take you through the key strategic developments, operational progress, and the financial performance, followed by the Q&A session. I am pleased to share that Samvardhana has delivered a strong start to FY27, recording healthy growth across all key operations and financial parameters. Samvardhana delivered its highest-ever quarterly financial performance, with growth of revenue by 31%, EBITDA by 31%, and PAT by 70%. Our performance reflects the strength of our integrated operations, timely execution, and the continued focus on value-added products. Before discussing our operational and financial performance in detail, I would like to share a few key strategic developments during this quarter. We continue to make steady progress on our capacity expansion roadmap and remain on track to increase our total finished product capacity from 0.68 million tons per annum to over 2 million tons per annum by 2030. Our greenfield and brownfield expansion are progressing well. We are pleased to announce the successful completion of brownfield expansion of our stainless steel CR coil facility at Kutharal. Our debottlenecking initiative has doubled our production capacity from 58,000 tons per annum to 115,000 tons per annum. With the consent to operate now in place, we look forward to utilize this expanded capacity from this year onwards. Our greenfield project at Kesda and Kutharal Unit 2 continue to progress well and remain on track. Our commissioning in Q4 FY27 will continue to make steady progress in our project execution, with major equipment orders placed. All orders placed and civil work progressing on schedule. Our board has approved installation of 8 MW captive behind-the-meter rooftop solar power plant at Kutharal facility. This 25 crore investment will reduce our power cost and increase the use of renewable energy. The board has also approved a preferential issue of fully convertible warrants, raising up to 1,100 crore to support our growth plan. The proceeds will be used to fund capacity expansion, strengthen working capital, invest in our wholly-owned subsidiary, Samvardhana Tubes Limited, and meet general corporate purpose. During the quarter, we secured product approvals from leading government organizations, including Engineering India Limited and Chennai Metro Rail Limited. We also signed 18 new MOUs under the Samvardhana co-branding initiative for stainless steel pipe making, now taking total base to 28 partners. Coming to our operational performance, we delivered another strong quarter with healthy capacity utilization. During this quarter, Samvardhana achieved its highest-ever sales volume of value-added products with strong contribution across all segments. Sales volume grew by 16% year-on-year, while value-added products volume increased by 27% year-on-year. This reflects our continued focus on superior product mix and higher margin value-added product and resulted in 19% year-on-year increase in EBITDA to 10,000 ton per ton, excluding sponge iron sales. Coming to the financial performance, this quarter marked our highest ever revenue, EBITDA and PAT performance. Achieved revenue of 732 crores, total EBITDA of 100 crores and PAT of 56 crores. EBITDA margin remained strong at 13%, while PAT margin improved to over 7%, reflecting the benefit of high realization in value-added products. Looking ahead, we remain confident in our growth outlook, supported by expansion roadmap, integrated manufacturing platform, and increased focus on value-added products. Sambhav is well positioned to capitalize on future growth opportunities. We remain committed to delivering sustainable growth and creating long-term value for our stakeholders. As we always say, Sambhav hai, to sab sambhav hai. That's all from me. I would now request to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kushal Goenka from Mangal Keshav Financial Services. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. My only question is, so Sambhav is a family-run business comprising of multiple brothers and their children. My question is, as and when the younger generation joins and the system gets bigger, what processes and checks have you placed in the organization that makes sure that the family as a whole remains anti-fragile, conflict does not arise, and hence no internal harm can cause the business to break in the long term?
Yeah, hi. Very good question. So basically you have asked a question related to our future planning, succession planning, which is not yet there in the family currently, in the mind of promoters and the chairman emeritus. So basically the family, a younger generation itself has four brothers who have been looking the different part of the family business, one part being the Sambhav Steel Tubes Limited, being run by our chairman, Mr. Suresh Goelji, and MD CEO, Mr. Vikas Goelji. Now we have also had professionals outside the promoter family who are also installed in different functionaries, and they have been, you know, running independently all their departments and being reporting to the MD CEO and the chairman and managing director respectively. So that's the one. Secondly, related to the younger generation, that is the third generation, they have been inducted into the business, but they are currently being deployed on the site where the new projects are currently under execution to get the first-hand experience of the real world, where they will learn how the project gets executed, how to work with the lower strata employees, and you know they will have to chase the top level through the bottom of the pyramid or the bottom of the organization itself. So they have to prove themselves to, you know, to climb the ladder, the top ladder. Third is, in terms of shareholding, it is being equally distributed among the family members. So I think the question of conflict which you are questioning is, I don't think is currently is in any form it is there. I hope I'm clear about your questions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was very helpful. I just wanted to hear that. Thank you so much and best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you will press star and 1 to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Manoj Reddy from Zen Wealth Management. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
My question is regarding our finance cost. After our the capacity expansion of the Chennai unit, what will the peak debt look like for our company and the finance cost as well?
So Sir, currently we are executing the first phase of Kesda unit, which is currently 360,000 ton out of entire 12 lakh ton, which is being envisaged in three phases. Peak debt after execution of first phase and other expansion that we have announced, that is power plant and DFT pipe mill and solar power plant, we will have around 800 to 850 crore of term debt and 200 to 300 crore of working capital debt by end of FY 2027.
Okay, and what does the interest rate look like?
Currently we are operating below 8%, so our cost of debt is in between 7.5 to 8% right now.
Okay, that's helpful. And on the second question, what's the status update on the Kesda plan? Are you confident in executing by Q4 FY27?
We are pretty much optimistic to start the trial run and the production by Q4 27.
Okay, and do you see monsoon deterring that or?
So we already have executed our substructure work, which is below the earth work, and now we are working on the superstructure. And if you see on the picture itself, the most of the superstructure work are also in advanced stage. So we can do the installation of machineries during this monsoon also, so which is currently going on.
Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Ashish from InvestQ PMS. Please proceed.
Yeah, I heard something on the management commentary regarding the fundraise. If you could please repeat that again, and what's the purpose of this, or is it just an enabling provision that you've taken?
No, it is not an enabling provision. We are seriously, promoter family serious about putting 100 crore rupees through warrant issuance, and management also participating into it. The initial money will be used for my capex that is being planned in our subsidiary, the project of which we will be announcing once my board approves the total capex for that particular project. Secondly, we want to strengthen our working capital requirement and the working capital promoter contribution, because we are also envisaging Q4 project completion for our Kesda, so we require some promoter contribution towards the working capital that we are envisaging. Third is certain expansion like solar pipe and solar DFT pipe mill and our power plant is being announced last quarter, which require also certain promoter infusion, for which we have announced this 100 crore fully convertible equity warrant issuance.
So, and the project is going to be in the subsidy, you said, right? 100% subsidy.
So part of the money will be utilized in the parent company itself, and part of the money will be utilized for the subsidiary. Yeah, it is 100% wholly owned subsidiary.
Okay. On the business side, I just wanted to check, our EBITDA per ton was reasonably good this quarter versus what we've been delivering, around 9,000 plus, I think 9,300. And if you are, you could comment on that, how's the situation looking and overall on the margin front going ahead. Also, I think the sales numbers were a bit better than what we would have expected. So can you comment on the direction of the business overall? How are you looking at the market, and maybe divide it into the segments that you operate in, both SS and then the pipes and stuff, everything, please.
So if you remember, in the last quarter call, we have given a guidance of 7,000 to 8,000 rupees per ton of EBITDA margin for Q1 itself, but because the market supported us well and our effort was well paid and well accepted by the market, so we EBITDA per ton realization is upward of 10,000 if I exclude my sponge iron sales. First, secondly, in terms of Q2, we believe our EBITDA margin will be in terms of 7,500 to 8,500. So that is the range we would like to give for Q2 numbers. And in terms of volume, we will try our best to achieve the current Q1 sales volume number in Q2 also. In terms of overall 2027 numbers that you have been asking, is we believe we will be very much comfortable achieving the EBITDA margin per ton in the range of 7,500 to 8,500, with again the revenue growth of 10 to 15% over the base of 2026, and EBITDA growth of again 10 to 15% over 2026 number.
Okay, okay. Any qualitative things to share as to the business overall? And what is the acceptability of our pipes in the market? Because we've not heard much on that. If you could share something, what's happening in the market overall and how you are progressing on that?
Market sir, बहुत अच्छी है और जैसे हमने अभी एक आपको share भी किया कि Engineering India Limited जो हमारा एक focus था कि इसका approval हमें मिले और वो हमें last quarter में मिला है. तो ये हमारी capabilities को और ज़्यादा improve करेगा और हमारी acceptability को improve करेगा institutional sales में, जहाँ पर private में और जो government organizations हैं वहाँ पे हमारी sales और improve होगी इससे. तो ये हमारे लिए एक बहुत बड़ा milestone होगा. और दूसरा, जो stainless steel segment की बात करूँ तो वहाँ हम लगातार, जो हमने last phone call में भी कहा था कि हम हमारे MOU partners co-branding के बना रहे हैं, जहाँ वो संभव brand में माल बना के pipe sale कर रहे हैं. तो लास्ट क्वार्टर तक हम, लास्ट ईयर तक हम सिर्फ 10 कर पाए थे और सिर्फ ओनली एक क्वार्टर में हमने 18 एमओयू होल्डर्स सेल जोड़े हैं अभी. तो टोटल काउंट 28 का हो गया है और अभी हमारा जो 1200 टन लगभग 1200 टन के आसपास इनको सप्लाई कर रहे हैं मटेरियल एमओयू होल्डर्स को. और दिस ईयर एंड तक हमारा टारगेट है कि हम 2500 के आसपास ये एमओयू होल्डर्स को सप्लाई करेंगे. इसमें हमारी ही कॉइल से वो पाइप बना के सेल करेंगे. तो इस तरीके से हम ये मार्केट इनिशिएटिव्स कर रहे हैं और अपने ब्रांड की एक्सेप्टेबिलिटी को और इम्प्रूव कर रहे हैं.
तो इसमें को ब्रांडेड मतलब संभव का ब्रांड भी रहेगा और उनका भी रहेगा ऐसा कुछ,
और जो पाइप बनाने वाला है उसका ब्रांड.
ओके, बट ऐसा अरेंजमेंट क्यों हम लोग जा रहे हैं? हम लोग डायरेक्टली डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन में नहीं जा रहे क्या मार्केट में?
नहीं सर, ये एक्चुअली पाइप सेलिंग जो है ये जो बड़ा हमारा एक, हम जो जिसको हम फॉलो कर रहे हैं स्टेनलेस स्टील में, जो मेजर प्रोड्यूसर है इंडिया के, उनका ये फॉर्मेट यही बना हुआ है. और ये छोटे छोटे प्लांट्स लगभग 800 से 900 प्लांट इंडिया में लगे हुए हैं पाइप मेकिंग के. लगभग 100 to 200 टन के आसपास एक प्लांट में प्रोडक्शन होता है एवरेज. तो वो लोग उनके जो उनके इस एरिया बेस में माल सेल करते हैं. तो एक किसी भी बड़ी कंपनी के लिए ट्रेडर सेगमेंट में जाके डायरेक्ट माल सेल करना इज क्वाइट कठिन है, मतलब ये करना. तो यही सेगमेंट हमने फॉलो किया कि हम को ब्रांडिंग में इसमें वो अपना ब्रांड और हमारा ब्रांड लगाएं और हम उनके लिए थोड़ी सी मार्केट क्रिएट करें, थोड़ी सी अवेयरनेस लाएं संभव के लिए और हमारा एक ब्रांड क्रिएशन हो स्टेनलेस स्टील में.
तो हमारा एक्सपेंशन किस रीजन में हो रहा है, मतलब इज इट स्पेसिफिक आपके रीजन में ईस्ट में ही ज्यादा है या फिर इट इज अक्रॉस
स्टेनलेस स्टील? अगर पूरे इंडिया में बेच रहे हैं हम लोग पाइप, हो सकता है फिर भी हम डाउन साउथ में अभी हमारा एक्सपांड नहीं कर रहे हैं. नॉर्थ हमारा ज्यादा है, यूपी हमने बहुत अच्छे से अभी पिछले 6 महीने में बहुत अच्छे से हमने अचीव वो किया है, टारगेट किया था और अचीव भी किया है वहाँ पे सेल्स हमने. तो हमारा अभी डाउन साउथ जो है बेंगलोर के वजह हैदराबाद के नीचे वाला हिस्सा हम अभी नहीं कर रहे हैं पाइप एंड ट्यूब में, लेकिन स्टेनलेस स्टील में हम पूरा इंडिया कर रहे हैं. स्टेनलेस स्टील में हम केरल भी कर रहे हैं, चेन्नई भी कर रहे हैं, ईस्ट में आसाम भी कर रहे हैं, मान लीजिए जम्मू भी कर रहे हैं, तो वेस्ट कोस्ट भी कर रहे हैं. स्टेनलेस स्टील पूरे इंडिया में हमारा, क्योंकि टारगेट हमारा अभी ये 5-6 हजार टन जो मंथली सेल कर रहे हैं इसका नहीं है. हमारा टारगेट जो अगले हम 20,000 टन से 25,000 टन जो मंथली बनाने वाले हैं, जो हमारी नई कैपेसिटी आ रही है, तो उसको टारगेट लेके हमने पूरी मार्केट क्रिएट कर रहे हैं कि सेगमेंट पूरा होल्डली हमारा स्प्रेड हो.
राइट, सो हमारा जो विजन शेयर किया गया था पहले भी कि, और हम लोग वैसे नंबर्स अचीव कर रहे हैं बट शायद एबिटडा नंबर्स आर लेसर देन व्हाट वी हैड एंटीसिपेटेड मे बी अ ईयर बैक. बट ओवरऑल एज यू सेड दैट मे बी 3 गुना कैपेसिटी जो आपने एट द स्टार्टिंग ऑफ द कॉल भी बोला कि 2030 तक करना है. सो उसमें उस जर्नी में हम लोग मतलब हाउ डू वी एक्सपेक्ट दी मार्जिन्स टू बिहेव एंड हाउ मच डू यू एंटिसिपेट दी मार्केट टू सपोर्ट यू इन दैट एंडेवर ओवरऑल. सो इसपे थोड़ा बता पाएंगे सर कि 3 साल में एज एन इन्वेस्टर हम क्या देखे आपकी कंपनी में 3-4 साल में?
जी सर, देखिए हम जो पाइप एंड ट्यूब में इंटीग्रेटेड मैन्युफैक्चरर एंड सप्लायर हैं, जो कि इंडिया में हम अभी ओनली वन हैं, इसमें हम आयरन और कोल से पाइप तक का प्रोडक्शन पूरा कर रहे हैं और आयरन ओर एंड कोल हमारे छत्तीसगढ़ में हमसे 200-250 किलोमीटर दूर में अवेलेबल है। इंडिया का हाईएस्ट ग्रेड ऑफ आयरन ओर और इंडिया का सबसे बल्क या वर्ल्ड की सबसे बड़ी माइन हमारे पास में है, जो कि हमको डोमेस्टिक कोल हमारे यूज आता है और वो सबसे चीपेस्ट रेट में हमको मिलता है। तो हम कॉस्टिंग वाइज हमेशा नीचे रहने वाले हैं। और मार्केट पेनिट्रेशन की बात है तो हम तो स्लोली स्लोली आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। अगर आप देखेंगे कि 3 साल में हमने 1.5 लाख से लेके ये समझो अभी 5 लाख तक की जर्नी तय की है और आगे हम अभी अगले 3-4 सालों में और 10 लाख की जर्नी तय करने की बात कर रहे हैं। 3.5 लाख टन अभी कर रहे हैं, 1.5 लाख टन का फिर प्रोडक्शन बढ़ा रहे हैं, फिर इसका फेज 2 करेंगे उसमें फिर 3 लाख टन का प्रोडक्शन बढ़ाएंगे। तो हम तो अपनी प्रेजेंस को ग्रेजुअली बढ़ाते जा रहे हैं और मार्केट में पोजीशन अपनी क्रिएट करते जा रहे हैं। वैसे हम स्टेनलेस स्टील में हमने किया कि हमने ग्रेजुअली प्रोडक्शन बढ़ाया, पहले 58,000 टन का प्लांट लगाया, फिर उसको 116 किया अभी और अब एक मेजर एक्सपांशन कर रहे हैं। इसमें हमको कॉन्फिडेंस है कि हम जिस सेगमेंट में यूटेंसिल सेगमेंट में अभी सप्लाई नहीं कर पा रहे हैं वो पूरा सेगमेंट हम पकड़ पाएंगे, क्रिएट कर पाएंगे हमारी नए फैसिलिटी से।
सर इफ आई कैन आस्क वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन कि जहां तक आईपीओ के बाद का सिनारियो मुझे याद है कि हम लोग लगभग 50 करोड़ के नेट प्रॉफिट पे थे और मुझे अगर याद है तो 300 करोड़ का जर्नी था इन द नेक्स्ट 4-5 years। आई थिंक वी वुड बी मोर और लेस बी देयर राइट आई मीन इन द नेक्स्ट 2-3 years।
जी सर यही प्रयास है और आगे जो हम आपको और रोड मैप दिखा रहे हैं हम उसमें बिल्कुल उसमें हमारा क्लियर हमने एग्जीक्यूट किया है। जैसे आप ये फेज 3 वाला देखिए जो हम अभी कुछ केजा लगा रहे हैं इसमें हमारी जो मेजर फैसिलिटी है जैसे रोलिंग मिल है, हमारी जो लैंड चंक है, ये हमने तीनों फेज के लिए किया होगा और क्लियर कट हमारा विजन है कि हम ये करेंगे। हम आउट ऑफ द बॉक्स कोई काम नहीं कर रहे, हम जो हमारे एक छोटा प्रोडक्ट पहले मार्केट करके धीरे धीरे उसको एनहेंस कर रहे हैं, तो वो कोई भी हम आउट ऑफ द बॉक्स पे प्रोडक्ट नहीं कर रहे कि जिसको हम कर पाएंगे नहीं कर पाएंगे या मार्केट बना पाएंगे नहीं बना पाएंगे। तो बहुत क्लियर कट हमारा विजन है कि हम एक सेगमेंट पकड़े उसको एक अच्छे हाइट तक लेके जाएं। जैसे अभी आप कोटेड प्रोडक्ट भी देख रहे हैं तो इसको भी हमने पहले 60,000 टन शुरू किया उसको अब बढ़ाया तो बस की अच्छी मार्केट हमको मिल गई है, हमारा उसमें भी नाम हो गया है। जो हम कॉइल सेल कर रहे हैं तो जो बड़े ब्रांड इंडिया के हैं उनके बराबर हम प्राइस ले पा रहे हैं मार्केट से, पाइप में भी हम ब्लैक पाइप में भी हम बड़े ब्रांड जो है इंडिया के उनके बराबर या लगभग 1-2% नीचे ही उनसे प्राइस ले पा रहे हैं। तो क्वालिटी पैरामीटर्स पे हमने अचीव किया है और इस सेगमेंट को हम आगे बढ़ा ही रहे हैं। आपको अब 3 साल बाद फिर हम यहाँ दिखेंगे आपको जो हम बता रहे हैं आपको।
राइट एंड सर इक्विटी डाइल्यूशन और भी कुछ रहेगा आगे जाके बिकॉज कैश फ्लो मिसमैच अगर हुआ तो
मे वी रिक्वेस्ट यू टू जॉइन क्वेश्चन के थोड़ा फॉलो अप। थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ स्नेहा फ्रॉम नवामा, प्लीज प्रोसीड। स्नेहा मैम वी आर अनेबल टू हियर यू।
एम आई ऑडिबल नाउ? हेलो।
यस मैम। यस
या जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू अंडरस्टैंड ऑन द स्टेनलेस स्टील साइड, हमने बोला हम को ब्रांडिंग कर रहे हैं यू नो मेकिंग पाइप्स एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम आई थिंक यू सेड 5-6 हजार टन यू नो इज व्हाट यू आर मेकिंग, व्हाट इज द आइडिया हम कितना पाइप बनाएंगे, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ मार्जिन्स टू वी मेक ऑन स्टेनलेस स्टील पाइप बिजनेस वर्सेस स्टेनलेस स्टील कॉइल।
हम पाइप सेल नहीं करते, हम कॉइल ही सेल कर रहे हैं हमारे को ब्रांडिंग पार्टनर्स को जो पाइप मैन्युफैक्चरिंग करके मार्केट में पाइप सेल कर रहे हैं। तो हमारा जो कॉइल का अभी हम स्टेनलेस स्टील सीआर कॉइल बना रहे हैं जो कि मतलब हम 0.4 से लेके 2 mm तक की हम सर्विस दे रहे हैं इसमें। तो ये हमारा जो मार्जिन है इसमें ये लगभग 15,000-16,000 रुपए का भी है और इन फ्यूचर जब केसा चालू होगा तो हमें कुछ एचआर कॉइल भी सेल करनी होगी जो हम टोटली सीआर कर रहे हैं अभी, तो ये 12,000-13,000 रुपए टन हम इजीली अचीव कर पाएंगे। और क्योंकि हमारा एचआर में थोड़ा सा मार्जिन मुझे लगता है कि एक स्टार्टिंग फेज में कम रहेगा लेकिन गोइंग फॉरवर्ड वो भी बढ़ेगा।
थैंक यू सो मच एंड ऑल द बेस्ट।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ धनंजय फ्रॉम एल्केमी, प्लीज प्रोसीड।
Hi sir, firstly congratulations, very good sir numbers and tough environment. Just wanted to ask you, sir, how are we seeing now going ahead with steel prices stabilizing? How are we seeing the current demand scenario? And in stainless steel, how are we seeing the demand scenario? Yeah, first these questions.
So in terms of MS pipe, the pricing start a bit softening if you looking at the other large players' commentary. So price is going to be stabilized, let's say around, let's say another 3 to 5% downward for this financial year. We are looking at where the price will stabilize. In terms of demand, I would say, see, even if there is a lackluster demand as per the commentary of others, but I believe the quantity that we are producing and selling into the market is quite less, which is around 20,000 tons per month, excluding our GP volume. So I think the demand elasticity is not impacting much to us. In terms of stainless steel, though the QCO framework has been extended, but because of the war situation, the shipments is getting delayed, you know, the ships availability is not there, so and cost of Chinese stainless steel production vis-a-vis the cost of Indian steel production is more or less now in at par level. So I think the pricing competition is not there. Since India is very much import dependent for its stainless steel consumption and there is no much of a production to cater to this demand, so that is why certain amount of imports happen in India, and that is why QCO relaxation is given, because government understands that the demand is not being fully met by the domestic production. So I think stainless steel price realization is currently looking good. In terms of margin, we given guidance of around 15,000-16,000 rupees per ton for this financial, which we will continue to.
So this margin, are we not facing the same issues as some of the other players are talking about nickel prices? Are we not facing that issue?
Current production volume is around 5,000 to 6,000 tons, and we predominantly we are predominantly manufacturing 90% of our production in 200 series, where the nickel requirement is very less, and that nickel requirement itself we have been fulfilling through nickel scraps and, you know, other alloys that we are getting which has contained nickel itself. So we are not dependent on nickel pig iron per se for our production, so that is why we are little bit immune to price fluctuation from nickel market.
Okay, and so for now, for our growth, one is we are doing the one warrants with the promoters will be participating. Are you looking for any other fundraising?
Currently, other fundraising is not on the table, but in future, if may require and with approval of board, we may come to the market if required, but currently we, in a short term or in a near medium term, we do not envisage any further external fund requirement or raising event. The current warrant which has been issued or which has going to be issued, the utilization of which just previously I have answered that, for investment in capacity expansion or capex that we have announced in holding company, and certain investment and certain manufacturing plant that is going to come up in wholly owned subsidiary company.
Understood. And sir, lastly, in this ERW segment, although we are a bit much smaller, but now the larger players have also started saying that there is going to be a good amount of steel capacity in India. Hence, the pain which they have to face will be now this quarter and maybe next quarter. They're going to see huge growth going ahead after that. Do we have similar thought process? Because we have quite a bit of capacity utilization availability.
If you see, we have been, you know, giving for the MS ERW pipe, the volume for last 5 quarters we have been giving, you know, quarter on quarter it is increasing only. So we have already, you know, achieved our maximum production output or efficiency in this quarter, Q1 2027. So in terms of, again, I would say demand elasticity is not impacting much to us because we are a fully integrated player and we have profit margin right from sponge iron making to ERW pipe making. So we also have the pricing power for our own pipe making. We are not dependent on pricing by the coil manufacturer itself. So because of that, we are very much placing our volume of production into the market in our own terms.
Okay, fine. And now regarding any of the elevated propane or LPG costs, regarding all of that is now under control, or how are we seeing that?
So With the God grace, we have shifted from LPG to PNG in January 2026, and it is piped gas being provided by GAIL itself. So currently there is no much of a cost impact or supply impact per se because of the war situation. We are uninterrupted. We are getting uninterrupted supply of PNG, and our plant is running 24/7.
Understood. Superb, sir, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sripi Agarwal from Chhattisgarh Investment Limited. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity. So with respect to the new expanded stainless steel coil capacity, I just wanted to understand how the ramp up is looking like. What will be the peak utilization, like how much percent, and production guidance for FY27?
So in terms of new greenfield project that we have announced, everything will be coming up, for the Kesda plant, we will be coming up in Q4 27. So I think the volume, we cannot expect much of a volume from that particular greenfield expansion. Related to the pipe and power plant that we have announced in last quarter itself, it will be coming up in next financial year. So the volume guidance for that will not be there in this financial year. If I answer this financial year volume guidance, it will be 10 to 15% over and above what we have given in 2026.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Sharma from Nivishai. Please proceed.
Hello. Hi, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, मेरा first question था कि अभी primary steel and secondary steel के price में क्या difference है? And जैसे कल मैं एक con call सुन रहा था, तो वहाँ पे management mention कर रहा था कि primary steel का इंडिया में बहुत सारा capacity live हो रहा है in next 2-3 quarters. तो जो अभी current gap है primary steel and secondary steel के बीच में, वो काफी क्लोज आ जाएगा विद द एडिशनल कैपेसिटी ऑफ प्राइमरी स्टील, तो उस पे आपका क्या व्यू है?
मैं एक इस पे क्लैरिटी करना चाहूंगा कि प्राइमरी स्टील और सेकेंडरी स्टील होता नहीं है. प्राइमरी रूट से स्टील बनता है और सेकेंडरी रूट से स्टील बनता है. इट जस्ट दैट द मेंशनिंग ऑफ सेकेंडरी स्टील इज मीन पतरा मार्केट. सो पतरा मार्केट विच टिपिकली ऑपरेट बिलो 300 mm ग्रेड. सो हमारा जैसे अगर आप देखेंगे तो हम लोग सेकेंडरी रूट से स्टील बनाते हैं, बट हमारा हाईएस्ट स्टैंडर्ड जो है प्राइमरी ग्रेड का है, प्राइमरी स्टील रूट ग्रेड. इन टर्म्स ऑफ प्राइसिंग, हमारा जो पाइप का प्राइसिंग है वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 1 rupees बिलो द मार्केट लीडर रहता है हमेशा, जो हम मार्केट में प्लेस करते हैं. एंड अगर मार्केट में फ्यूचर 2-3 quarters में अगर कॉयल का मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कैपेसिटी नया आ रहा है, इट डजेंट इम्पैक्ट मोस्ट ऑफ द पाइप मार्केट बिकॉज that coil is not being used only by the pipe manufacturer. Pipe manufacturers are only about 10 to 12% of the total coil manufacturer, the total coil consumption in India. So vis-a-vis the production that is happening. So the coil itself that is going to be produced will have other uses in terms of roof sheet making, it's in terms of other PV sheets requirement, and lot of use cases there for the coil itself. So in terms of supply side, if it is there, I don't think it will be completely making the pressure on the pipe manufacturing or pipe making industry.
Okay. And second, on the stainless steel side, like how our business is progressing, and जब हम compare करेंगे सामने जो बड़ा player है like Jindal Stainless, तो जैसे हमारा capacity live हुआ वैसे ही हम full utilization कर पा रहे हैं. तो हम लोग सेम सेगमेंट में कम्पीट कर रहे हैं तो जिंदल स्टेनलेस, और क्या स्ट्रेटेजी टारगेट कर रहे हैं वहाँ पे?
अगर हम लोग जेएसएल देखें तो प्रीडोमिनेंटली दे आर ऑपरेटिंग ओवर 1 mm थिकनेस कॉयल, एंड दे आर हैविंग लार्ज विड्थ ऑफ कॉयल दैट इज लाइक मोर देन 1200, वेयर एज आर कॉयल इज नैरो विड्थ 330 करेंटली, विच विल गो अप टू 650 इन आवर न्यू प्लांट. और हमारा जो कॉइल का आगे का सीआर होना है वो हाई प्रिसीजन एंड हाई मतलब लोएस्ट ग्रेड थिकनेस का मतलब होगा, जो 0.1 to 0.4 mm थिकनेस का होगा. तो अभी प्रीडोमिनेटली इंडिया में इंपोर्ट होता है, और इसमें हमारा we have also qualified for PLI, जिसमें हमें approximately 13% of our revenue we will get from the central government as our incentive till 2030. और ये market में predominantly it is an unorganized market currently and import driven market, जिसको हम लोग new greenfield project जो केजा में है उससे हम लोग replace कर रहे हैं ये unorganized market को और import based market को. So direct we are not competing with GSL per se in terms of product portfolio, but yes, the business segment itself is same, but the product segments are different.
Okay, and what is like total size of this unorganized market and import market, and apna kya capacity ho jayega us new capex ke baad?
So current capacity is 116,000 ton per annum. And we are coming up with another 360,000 ton per annum. So total capacity will have 476,000 per annum by Q4 2026, 27. And in terms of unorganized market and import driven market, in the flat product, thinner gauge, the market is per month basis around 70 to 80,000 ton, which is getting imported or maybe processed in unorganized, that is Pata mill concept. जो हम अभी रिप्लेस करने का देख रहे हैं. तो बेसिकली मार्केट का साइज अभी भी हमारा जो प्रोडक्शन का एक्चुअल प्रोडक्शन आएगा अराउंड लेट्स से इंक्रीमेंटल प्रोडक्शन ऑफ 20-22,000 ओवर एंड अबव व्हाट वी आर करेंटली मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, तो भी हमारा पूरा रिप्लेस नहीं कर पाएंगे हम लोग.
ओके, एंड व्हाट इज अपडेट ऑन एंटी डंपिंग ड्यूटी?
आई थिंक इट हैज बीन 2027
ड्यूटी नहीं हो तो.
And there is no anti-dumping duty. It's a relaxation of QCO. For stainless steel, there is no anti-dumping duty. Okay, you are talking about MS or SS?
SS. So, Jindal Stainless, they are mentioned on call something regarding anti-dumping duty hearing.
There is a proposal moved around in different ministry for imposing anti-dumping duty on different East India, Eastern, Southeast Asian country and China. But currently that proposal is under consideration, I believe, but it is not being fructified. So there is a QCO relaxation that is being done by the Ministry of Commerce. Apart from that, there is no other restriction being imposed or there is no other relaxation being given to the exporter or importer.
One last question. With our current capability to manufacture integrated steel pipe, so I believe we are manufacturing up to around 5-6 inches. So this 5-6 inches is like what percentage of total steel pipe market? And after capex, what can we expect addressable market in percentage terms of total steel pipe market?
So currently we are manufacturing up to 7 inches dia pipe. Out of which up to 5 inches is being produced and manufactured through our internal coil, and up to 7 inches, above 5 inches, yeah, yeah. 8 inches is being manufactured by procuring coil from NMDC and other large players. So this segment of pipe consists or is like taking care of 80% of the SKU requirement of the industry. Rest 20% belongs to higher dia pipes, which currently we are not manufacturing. Post our Kenza plant goes live, up to 7 to 8 inches pipe, we will have our in-house capability. So we will manufacture the pipe from our own coil itself, and above that of 7 to 8 inch pipe, we will be taking coil from outside and we will be manufacturing the pipe.
Okay. So up to 7 inch is 80% of the total market in tonnage terms?
Yeah, in tonnage terms.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shivam Khali from 3A Financial Services.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Shivam, audible.
So, first of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers. I wanted to know what were the average price realizations of all the finished products in Q1? And what are they going currently as well, given that the steel prices have stabilized a bit?
Right. So net realization, I will just put it in a range format. So it will be in Q1 for MS pipe and tube, it will be around 60,000 ton per ton average. For GP pipe, it's 75,000. For SS200, we have achieved around 140, and for SS300, we have around 2 lakh to 2 lakh 10,000 ton average realization for Q1 FY27.
And current
realization, which we envisage currently for Q2 FY27, is 58,000 approximately for MS pipe, 72,000 to 73,000 for GP pipe, and 1,30,000 ton for SS200 series, and around 2 lakh rupees per ton for SS300 series. So that is what we are envisaging currently.
Okay, sir. And once the capacity of phase one comes live of 360,000 tons, what sort of working capital would be required in this phase? Only for incremental working capital for this after the capacity comes live?
So, you know, the ramp up will happen in gradual manner. So in FY2028, we believe the capacity utilization, because Q1, Q2, Q3 will take, it will have a lower capacity utilization. So average capacity utilization for FY28 will be around 35% around. So for that, we may require around 200 crore of working capital. And when it will be fully utilized up to 60-65% in FY29, we will require around 300 crore of working capital for additional manufacturing capacity for Kesda stainless steel plant.
Sir, I didn't get the number, if you can repeat it.
So I'm saying 200 crore working additional working capital for FY28 and 300 crore rupees for FY29.
300 crores. Okay, sir. And we had acquired around 15% stake in a company called Vajra Pipes, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it's Vajra Alloy.
Vajra Alloy, yeah. So what was the rationale behind it? What sort of products the company manufactures, and where are they being used?
So if you see, this Vajra Alloy is being, you know, company is being formed by some ex-Midani professionals plus listed company promoter based out of Chennai. So they were going to manufacture and set up India's first super alloy plant, which currently only Midani is manufacturing. So at private level, this is the first plant that is going to come up. Another Hyderabad based manufacturing company also announced a similar kind of manufacturing setup. So, you know, what we believe is we have a pretty much of synergy in terms of skill set and competence for manufacturing super alloys. So the capacity that they are currently proposed is very small, so we don't want to enter this segment with a small capacity. So we are currently, you know, looking for them to manufacture high value super alloys, and we will be taking the raw material for value addition in our current manufacturing setup. So that is the rationally behind investment and taking 15% stake in the company.
So where would this alloy, super alloys, be used, like in terms of end consumer market?
So in the raw form itself, it doesn't have any use. It's in terms of rolled product, let's say flat product or seamless kind of, or, you know, in terms of pipe, it has a lot of use in terms of aerospace, marine, gasification plants, nuclear plants, and so on and so forth. Including data centers and critical semiconductor and data centers and critical power plants. So these super alloys will have is currently having a lot of use case, and 90% of which is currently being imported to India.
Okay, 90%. Okay. And so just, if I could squeeze one last question, what would be the final finished saleable capacity once the stainless steel and the expansion of ERW pipes happens by end of 2027?
Okay, so the current capacity expansion that we have currently announced, accordingly, we will have at least 5 lakh ton of ERW pipes and tube manufacturing capacity. We will have 1,16,000 ton of GP pipe and coil manufacturing capacity. We will have 4,76,000 ton of stainless steel coil manufacturing capacity. And we will have approximately 88 to 90 megawatt of captive power plant.
Okay, sir. That's all from my end. I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vinay Thakur from Plus91 AMC. Please proceed.
Hi, good evening. Congratulations on excellent set of numbers, sir. Sir, I had a couple of questions regarding the CapEx. Are we still on stream to finish it by Q, the expected timeline? And could you just explain the margin going forward as well? What would be sustainable margins?
So I can, okay, so first is the CapEx timeline that we are talking about. We are pretty much sure about our achieving the CapEx timeline. We are currently on time in terms of our bar chart. Secondly, in terms of margin for FY27, we would give a margin guidance of around 12% with a deviation or standard deviation of 1% or 2%. In terms of PAT, we are going to give a guidance of 6% with a standard deviation of 1%.
And sir, since our sponge iron is, we are able to captively fulfill our sponge iron needs, or we are sourcing from outside as well?
Not required to source outside sponge iron. We are making special grade of sponge iron, which in turn is being used by only us. Certain portion, which is B grade, which is not satisfying to our quality requirement, being sold off, which is being reported as a allied product or, you know, semi-intermediate product sales.
But sir, post the expansion of phase 1 and phase 2, we would be requiring more sponge iron as we are more, we would need more sponge iron requirement post the phase 1 expansion. So how will we be able to meet?
We are mostly a scrap-based stainless steel manufacturer. So even if for certain, so we have certain capacity in-house to cater to our additional requirement of sponge iron. So in terms of sponge iron requirement, for phase 1, we do not require outside sponge iron currently.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir. So you're going to say that we'll be able to source most of them from scrap for stainless steel. And sir, what is the update on phase 2 and phase 3, phase 2 expansion as well? Have we decided what we are going to start off with?
You know, given a guidance by our board, so once it is being approved by the board, I will be giving the commentary on that.
And sir, what? Yes.
Probably post Q4, you know, production start for our phase 1, we will be announcing immediately of our expansion plan for phase 2 and phase 3.
And sir, just last question. I just want to get clarity on our capex schedule as well going forward. How much would be our capex for this year, next year?
Yeah. So currently, for the Kesda plant, which is currently 930 crore rupees. So most of the money will be deployed this year itself, and we have also announced power plant of 200 crore rupees along with the DFT mill, so that will have 100 crore expenditure this year and 100 crore expenditure next financial year, and 25 crore of solar power plant with that we have announced. Approximately 10 to 12 crore rupees will be deployed this year, and balance 13 crore will be deployed next financial year. That is how the CapEx schedule is.
And so what is the peak utilization for the current capacities, and what is we are running at currently as well?
So in terms of MS pipes and tubes, let's say the market norms is around 70%. We are well above 65% currently. In terms of GP, we are operating above 90% actually, GP pipe and core. In terms of stainless steel, market norms is 60-65%. We are operating at 60% level currently.
Okay, so we are almost at near capacity for our current capacities.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, has the new, so since the pellet prices and everything had shot up in Q4 of FY26 and Q1 of FY27 also had sort of seen an incremental increase, but since now everyone's commentary in the industry is that the Q2 is going to be a little subdued and little less than as compared to Q4 and Q1. What is your views on the same, sir, about realizations?
I don't want to counter my industry peers, so I will go with them.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidhi Shah from CR Kotharian Sun. Please proceed. Ms. Vidhi, you may proceed with your question. Due to no response from the current participant, we move on to the next. The next question is from the line of Diya Jain from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hello, am I on you?
Yes.
You and everything, so I'm looking for an F9X28.
Can you repeat the question again, please?
How much revenue growth and EBITDA per ton are we looking for this year and next year?
So this year we are looking at around 10 to 15% of the revenue growth over the base of 2026. In terms of EBITDA per ton, I would like to comment over a range. So it will be around 7,500 to 8,500 per ton basis. In terms of volume, it will be again 10 to 15% over the base of 2026. For next financial year, I feel we will be having new capacity live. So EBITDA per ton will be upward of 8,000 ton rupees per ton. In terms of revenue, we will be around 4,500 in and around that revenue we are looking at.
Okay, so and we do expect the realizations to decrease going forward, right? The coming quarter.
Changing the product mix. So in terms of realization per ton, if you see the SS quantity is getting changed and it is getting increased in our portfolio. So realization per ton, in terms of overall, it is increasing. But in terms of segment-wise, it's not increasing much.
Okay, so understood.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ambrish Malvani from Navisha Investment. Please proceed.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Sir, how are you looking at the competitive view in the industry as many players are doing CapEx and how are you planning to reach the 10 lakh MTPA by FY 2030?
I think we are talking about MS product itself.
Yes.
Yes, so currently we are having 3,50,000 ton of capacity. Plus we have announced DFT mill of 1,50,000 ton. So it will take our capacity in Q2 2028, approximately 5 lakh ton. And in the phase 2 and phase 3 of Kesda, we will have this additional 5 lakh ton of MS 5 cent tube capacity. Fully integrated plant will be added there. So we will be achieving these 10 lakh ton through this method.
And sir, in power you are doing some capex. So how much it will be captive and how much you will save from it?
So if you see, by 2030 we wanted to achieve approximately 150 megawatt of captive power plant, out of which currently we are having 25. And the capex that we have announced, it will take up to 88 megawatt. So, you know, we envisage out of this captive power plant, we currently, once it is goes live, we will be saving approximately 180 to 200 crore rupees of power cost saving in our cost.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rujita from PJ Shah. You may proceed.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, on the stainless steel. I feel that we've kind of scaled up the capacity. But quarter on quarter, if you see, we've not kind of scaled up in terms of the production and the sales volume number. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, I heard that you said that in FY27, we'll be growing at around 10 to 15% in terms of EBITDA. Well, we've done like 95 crore and even though the next quarter is soft because of monsoon, do you still think that a 10-15% growth is viable? I mean, it should be around 30% considering the kind of capacity we have and mix changing more towards stainless steel. So I can get a little clarification on that side.
Sure, ma'am. So in terms of production, I think we are peaked in terms of stainless steel production. So that is where the number looks static. Secondly, in terms of EBITDA, we would like to stay conservative. So over the base of, let's say, 270 crore operating EBITDA that we have reported in 2026, we wanted to give a guidance of 10 to 15% increment over there for this particular financial year 2027. In terms of number, monsoon effect per se, so it will be there because there is moisture in the raw material, there is, you know, price softness in the market, demand slackness in the market. So Q2 maybe looks a bit dampener, but if you see average Q1, Q2, Q3 and Q4 for entire year, I think the guidance is fair and conservative in our terms.
The steel would increase. I was expecting our EBITDA growth to be plus north of 30%. But since you said 10 to 15%, I was considering, are we looking at the per ton going down or stainless steel scaling slower than what we are anticipating?
Yes, you can say that. We are anticipating price softness in stainless steel also because the QCO framework is being relaxed. So, you know, when we are coming under BIS compliances, the Chinese importer, all other imports are not coming under the BIS compliances. So there is a bit, you can say, anomaly in terms of playground. So yeah, there is a competition, or there will be competition once the shipments get started and the sailing gets smooth. So yeah, pricing wise, it will be softer in stainless steel.
So how much volume are we expecting in each of our segments in FY27, and how much EBITDA per ton? If you could just give me a little clarity on that so that I can work on those numbers.
Yes, ma'am. So in terms of EBITDA per ton for segment, we do not calculate because our ERP doesn't allow us because we are an integrated facility. But in terms of volume, I would say 230,000 ton to 240,000 ton for MS pipes and tubes segment, around 90,000 ton for GP pipe and coil together, and let's say around 60,000 ton for stainless steel CR coil. So that is what we are currently looking at in terms of sales volume for FY2027. So in a way, around 4 lakh ton is total value added product sales that we are currently envisaging. In terms of overall weighted average EBITDA, I would say it will be in the range of 7,500 to 8,500 for entire year.
8,500 is what you're saying.
So that is the bracket that I have given. On the outer side, I'm saying 8,500. On the lower side, it will be 500.
Okay, and on because we are making 16,000 EBITDA per ton right now in stainless steel. So with all the changes that you're seeing, even on the lower side, what bracket are you seeing? Would it be like 10,000, 12,000? Or how is it on the lower side of it?
For stainless steel, you're talking about specifically?
Yes, stainless steel. Yes.
Yeah, so on the bottom side, if I see for the stainless steel itself, the bottom out number for EBITDA for stainless steel itself is around 10,000, which I think in Q3 FY26 we have shown. But the regular number that we are showing and looking at the numbers, it is around 15,000 for last 3-4 quarters. Bearing
got it. 2000. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidisha from CR Kotharia & Son. Please proceed. Ms. Vidhi, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes, I have two questions. Firstly, currently we have a safeguard duty on steel. I think that is on core steel, so that ends in FY28. So after that, how do you see the steel prices coming?
Sir, I think, ma'am, that is far-fetched. I think that kind of vision we do not have currently in terms of pricing. So let's see how the market plays. Currently, you know, there is capacity also coming up by the primary route steel producer. We are also ramping up the production. You know, even if you see the Chinese market also, they are also ramping down the production. They are not ramping up the production. So in terms of demand-supply situation, it is quite equilibrium currently. In terms of pricing, there is no pressure as such, even if safeguard duty is not there. So I think the price correction after safeguard duty, there will be not much of a price correction because of that, I believe.
Okay. And sir, can I get a current capacity utilization across all the segments in ARW, stainless, and GP?
I've already given that number in the previous questions. You can refer to that, please.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in this call. We trust that we have addressed all your queries during the session. However, if there are many remaining questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at Go India Advisors. Once again, we extend our gratitude to all the participants for joining us today. Thank you, and have a great day.
On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.